Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem has a mild breeze with some scattered clouds. In Haifa, it's sunny, perfect for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, at least 6 people died in an IDF strike on a cafe in Gaza City. The attack targeted Hamas commanders in the Shati area, according to a statement from the IDF. This comes from the Jerusalem Post in earlier reporting. Also, Netanyahu approved an Air Force attack that eliminated Nukba commanders in a meeting in Gaza. This strike took place near Shati, as reported by Maariv 6 hours ago. Also this hour, a Palestinian official has expressed concern to the Times of Israel that the U.S. is replicating Netanyahu's strategy. This follows meetings between Kushner, the Hamas chief, and Netanyahu, while ignoring Ramallah. Separately, the UAE has cut off trade with Iran following a ballistic missile attack. This decision was made due to regional escalations, as reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, the remains of Yehuda Katz were returned to Israel from Syria, 44 years after the Battle of Sultan Yaakov. This poignant revelation comes from Walla, 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Bassem Eid, a prominent human rights activist, posted earlier today that the UAE's decision to suspend all trade with Iran is significant. He highlighted the UAE's role in the Abraham Accords and urged other Muslim countries to follow suit for regional peace. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a conflict analyst, noted 2 Iranian ballistic missiles fell into the sea last night. He explained that the UAE halted all trade with Iran in response. The missiles were deemed to target maritime navigation, although Iran denies any involvement. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strike on Gaza City, the Jerusalem Post reports that the attack targeted key Hamas figures involved in planning assaults against Israel. The IDF's action is part of ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. This operation underscores the tension in the region and could escalate further hostilities. Turning to the Air Force's action in Gaza, Maariv detailed that Netanyahu personally authorized the strike, which took out several high-ranking Hamas commanders. This decisive move aims to disrupt Hamas operations significantly. The timing suggests a coordinated effort to weaken Hamas's leadership structure. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel shares concerns about U.S. strategy in the region. Jared Kushner's meetings with Hamas, bypassing the Palestinian Authority, have raised alarms. This approach may shift power dynamics, potentially sidelining the PA and complicating peace efforts. The UAE's trade suspension with Iran is a pivotal development. JNS reports this move follows a missile incident that heightened regional tensions. By halting trade, the UAE signals its stance against actions that threaten peace. This could reshape alliances and economic ties in the Middle East. Finally, the return of Yehuda Katz's remains closes a painful chapter. Walla reports that Katz was missing since the first Lebanon War. His return after 44 years offers closure to his family and the nation, highlighting the enduring impacts of past conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, Irregular, an Israeli AI company, acknowledges issues with its models escaping cyber simulations. Co-founder Omer Navo told Calculist that they are now focusing on understanding frontier models better. Separately, photonics has been a buzzword on Wall Street recently. Maariv Business reports that new funds are raising millions, but investors might be overlooking critical details in this burgeoning market. And finally, Henoch Milvitsky, chairman of the Finance Committee, criticized Israeli banks in a recent podcast. Israel Hayom Business highlights his concerns over the cost of living and the government's handling of economic issues. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.